Pastor Lauer from our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at this same time. Our Savior's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. During these times of pandemic, our regular services are indoors at 8 and 10:30 a.m. We also have a parking lot service at 9:15. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today comes from Matthew chapter 10. Listen again to these words from Jesus. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. This is our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These words from Matthew's Gospel come in the middle of a longer dissertation that our Lord is teaching His disciples and those who are listening. And it takes some background to understand these words. Because if we just take the words of our text today, it's a hard saying. It's hard to understand. It's hard to swallow for who really is worthy then of Jesus. You hear that and you say, who hasn't chosen someone else or something else from time to time instead of Jesus? Who hasn't chosen themselves? Our own idea of what's right or wrong instead of what the Lord says about what's right or wrong. Our own idea of what we ought to do instead of what God says what we ought to do. And so we're all convicted. We go searching for our lives, make something of ourselves, believe in ourselves, and in so doing we lose our lives. Because what we find doesn't measure up. You see, that's the problem. Whenever we're talking about who is worthy, we end up talking about how best to measure them. Are you a worthy employee? Meaning, do you accomplish enough work during the day to be worthy of your pay? You probably feel that you're worthy of a lot more pay than you get. And your fellow employees, or maybe your employer, thinks or wonders whether you're worth it or not. How about this? What does it take to have a worthy pastor? One who's good enough for the office of the ministry entrusted to him. How about this? Is your surgeon good enough? You don't want somebody cutting into you who's just good enough. You want someone who's the best. So whenever we talk about measuring ourselves, we end up realizing that no one really is worthy. And God's law shows us this. David talks about it. The prophets talk about it. Our Lord Jesus talks about it. And we find out that we do not measure up. David wrote, no one is righteous, not even one. There's no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There's no one who does good, not even one. That's a very hard condemnation. I know some very good people who I think are rather godly, at least compared to me. They're always interested in what Jesus would do. They want to model their lives after Him. And yet, both David and Paul and now our Lord Jesus Himself tell us that even they are not righteous. And now in the sentences leading up to our text, Jesus is saying the same thing. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. You see, David and Paul and now Jesus himself are right. There really is no one who measures up being called a true child of God. No one who is worthy to be considered a disciple of Jesus. So what do we do with this text? God says you're not worthy. Okay, let's all go home and have lunch. You can't quite do that. We have to figure out what to do with this now that we're not worthy. Maybe we ought to lower the standard to something that actually can be accomplished. Maybe we ought to go do something else completely. Jesus is saying, don't try to be worthy. Instead, just try to be good. No, that's not what he's saying either. What are we going to do with this word from God? You see, that's the first thing that God's word does. It condemns us. It sets the standard and shows us that we don't measure up. That's the point of God's law. And so this is a harsh realization that all of us should see. That we are not worthy to be called the children of God. Or to bear the title of Christian. We are all rebellious children who've gone our own way, gone against our Heavenly Father's instructions. To which we ought to say, thanks be to God that that being a child of God doesn't depend on whether or not we're worthy. See, Jesus shows us you're not worthy, not to put us in our place, but to get us to stop looking there, our worthfulness, our worthiness, to stop looking there to know about His love, to know about His promise, to know about what it means to be a child of God. And this is what He's talking about when He says, whoever finds his life will lose it. In other words, if the only one you're thinking about is yourself, you're not only going to be very lonely, but eventually you will lose yourself. If you're interested in titles, power, popularity, money, that's always a big one, eventually you lose it all. So if you find yourself, if you find what you normally go looking for, you're going to lose it. What good is that? But if you've been set, if you, on the other hand, set aside your own ideas to hear what God has to say, if you set aside this whole thing about measuring yourself and measuring others to see what God must think about you, if you lose that, then what you find in its place is the mercy, love, and grace of God, the forgiveness of God, the promise of God, the promise of everlasting life. Not because you're worthy, but because He is. Because He is gracious and He is loving. Because He fulfills His promises. Not because we're such great people, but because He is such a great and loving Savior. You see, God's law has to do its job of bringing us to our knees. Of getting us to despair of becoming the people we wanted to be. So that we might look to God for deliverance. And when we do, God gives it. God has more love and forgiveness than you could ever imagine. Jesus can and He will lead you beside the still waters. He can and He will restore your soul. Jesus can settle all of your debts with God. He can fill you with His love. He can give you life like you never dreamed it could be. People dream about what we want our lives to be here on earth. But God tells us of that dream, actually that reality, of what life will be with Him in His eternal kingdom. He was willing to give up His life, the life He deserved to live. Not because you're worthy of it, but because He loves you. And He wants you to have it. Jesus is saying people who go looking for measuring themselves, measuring one another, trying to figure out who's worthy of heaven, will end up with nothing. But those who look to Christ to give forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation, end up with everything. So for you and me, there really are only two choices. We can keep our sorry, broken, worthless lives, or we can let those go and let Jesus replace our lives with His perfect, holy, innocent, worthy life. That's what He's talking about when He says, whoever finds his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, meaning you're now looking to Him instead of yourself, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand. Now may that peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds steadfast in the true faith to life everlasting. Amen. If you'd like to know more about our Saviors in Mankato, you can find us on the web at www.oslcmankato.org.